ena go itshwarela ka rona e ya ka pele e tsaledile o renka go itshwarela
oile
ao bathong
god
No, that was it. I think that's very intense. I like the song, but
you know what they say?
Yes.
A woman's gone.
Yo.
Yo.
Hell hath no fury.
Over a woman's gone.
Sorry, kid.
Poor lady Hella has to stay.
Nothing.
So, oh.
Motho o kgonang go bata o botsetse o bo o rota go mo kgopisa
yanong ke sone se o bonang e pempina ya are o mantsitsidiwena
moleyogoloile
o sule wa
ebanakore
wa itsereke natolodi ha statement as it were esena ke motswana a skation ke dumela gore go a tse motho o tlhokagetse a go tse motho o
sula it always makes me cringe leka mofampegelang thare o sula.
But how it looks, so I can understand. But how it looks
for me, oh no.
Look,
so can I be like Ruabu, Power, Richard, Santira, Halir, Hedonkur, Huni, Lulu?
Eh, yeah, no, Harmotu, Naramotu, my load has to be load for his. Guru, there is something softer.
He take it at the
little,
he take it at the Kohaman, the Timon amongst my age. Range by bua bontlenyane ba re o pakile dibeke o tsere dibeke
ah we legend salem
o tsetse dibeke mmatana
ya ke ke lebala motho a ntseletse a re motho mande o sa bile jeke salem ela ka tbuya ka tsolo a o bo imagine a tlhatlhogile ka re. Anyway, let's get down to it. It's exactly 8:25 on RB2, your station of choice.
And on that note, it actually brings us to the conversation that we have every week around this time, I do believe. It brings us back to our good people from Envisira, and I do have on the line Meki Nathan Tebang. Good morning, Man Tebang. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, sir. I'm all right.
Renali, a bit of a minuscule war of pronunciation. Gore lona ka go madirelong ya lona ka go a lo Envisira mpole mbisira
Envisira
e ka le ipuela re Envisira
erra
imma
ha o tsapa se se sha bo go le go le ba re mbisira
Yeah, and be fear.
Every Friday, I'm a response to every back and you go to the beach and then pull out and I'll be can watch the film and I'll be like, and be fear, and be fear.
And be fear sounds so English though. It does. Anyway,
Emma.
Le re a le leboga mentebang go boletsere sebaka se go tla go boa le ntse le tla go re rutungsa go se kaenyana go se lele jaaka ke dumela gore tota ra be re buisana jalo ka tsa dipeeletso re le ka go rutungsa motswana re mo fa podimatseba re mo tlhapa podimatseba mo go tsa dipeeletso jalo gone yanong ke dumela gore mo tsatsing la gompieno re tla be re itebagantse gongwe le dipuisano tsa diabe ba ba tlabeng ba ba na le keletso ya gongwe go dira dipeeletso tsa ko diabeng ba tle ba tlhaloganye go le botoka ka tsone. Ke re go ntse jalo mente ba
ba go ntse jalo
emma ya mme tla ke tseye sebaka se ke go tla ke tseye nako e ke go fe sebaka sa gore o itekodise batswana gore ka ko Envisira le bereka le dira jang pele ga re simolola yone konokono ya puisano ya rona.
Erra, thank you very much and pele ga re simolola ke bue hela gore ke na le Mr. Sebolai gape Keith Sebolai, erra re tle be re dira puisano e mmogo. Envisira ke lekalana le e leng gore le okametse dikgwebo tse di dirang le madi mme se dibanka. Jaaka re buile mo bekeng e e fetile ne re reke non-bank financial institutions ke tsone tse e leng gore di lebeletse we give them licenses and we supervise their operations. And then re na le makalana a le mane a e leng gore a tlhokometse tsone di-company tse re na le the insurance sector, re na le the retirement fund sector, re na le the lending activity sector and then the capital market sector. Gompieno re bua ka yone capital market sector ya ka o setse o boletse
emma
emma
ehe jaanong gone ga re simolola puisano ya rona ke leboga gore go na le foko lengwe le e tlhele le dirisiwa gantsinyanang fo re re mafoko a dirisiwang kgantsinyana ga go buiwa ka tsone dipeeletso tsa diabe jalo gote go na le selo initial public offering. Ke eng? What is an initial public offering?
Okay. An initial public offering is a process of offering shares of a private corporation to the public in a new stock issuance. It consists of two parts, being the pre-marketing phase and then the initial public offering itself. Gongwe ga re ka leka go e ba botoka ke gore ke raya ka Setswana. Re ka re ke ga e leng gore gongwe a private company e setseng e le teng kana company e santseng e simologa e eletsa gore yaanong e ka tolosa ditirelo tsa yone e batla gore gongwe tla ke re e na le di-shareholder a di le four jaanong ba batla gore ba oketse ka gore a kere ga re le banyenyane ga gongwe itlhele madi a sa nne teng sentle. Therefore o tla bo o iphutholola gore I invite the public now to come and buy my shares. That is what it does. So initial public offering yone ya be e le gore the first time that now you are saying I want to go public, then you will have to go through this process e leng gore o tla bo o e dira le the Botswana Stock Exchange o le company e leng gore e tla be e le gore o tshwanetse gore o bo o na le a document e leng gore e bitsa re re ke yone a prospectus e leng gore it's an offering document e go thusa ngwana o le company e leng gore o batla go ya go lista on the Botswana Stock Exchange to market your business, to present to your investors gore this is the business that I'm doing, this is how it's going to pay you back, this is how it's going to grow your wealth, ha ile gore you are going to hold for the long term. So this initial public offering yaka ke buile e kgona go dirwa ke a small company e batlang go gola, e kgona go dirwa ke a fresh new company e yaanong e simolola hela ga go simologa hela re nyame nna ke batla gore ke ye public, or e kgona go dirwa ke an organization gongwe e leng gore was owned by government. Nka fa sekai ke sa batle gore ke gongwe ke supe ope ka monwana, but the most recent one e nka e supang ke Botswana Telecommunications Corporation e leng gore ne e le ya ga goromente a ba re nyame tla re ya tolose re tsenye le Batswana mo teng and other investors. So ke dingwe tse e leng gore di kgona gore di diragale. And then ga o sena go nna o lista your share on the Botswana Stock Exchange ke gone yaanong mo re tlabeng re re your share can now be traded on the secondary market, whereby now the holders of those shares can transact amongst themselves, letting go of what they have and bringing in new shareholders.
Emma, ke utlwa gone go ntse ga re ntse re buisana jaana o ntse o latlhela gabedi gararo ka Botswana Stock Exchange ke re gone mme what is the role of the Botswana Stock Exchange during the initial public offering or listing process ya ga dikhamphani kompone jalo disetse di batla gone gore di atolotse dikanelo tsa bone le ownership ya bone ya le gore ba invite investors from the general public?
Okay, I'd like if re se bolai gore a go neele ka botlalo the role of the exchange.
Morning and thank you very much. I think maybe the best way is to start the relationship between the NBFIRA and the Stock Exchange. NBFIRA is what you call a secondary regulatory service provider for the Stock Exchange. So we only license the Stock Exchange, approve the rules that they use to monitor and the continuing obligations of listed entities, and we also do dispute resolution. Now the BSE on the other hand is the primary regulator of the market, so that means they supervise the listed entities on the Stock Exchange on a day-to-day basis and also ensure that they adhere to the listing requirements obligations. Yes. So as an SRO, they have the powers to either penalize those who are listed on the exchange, and we will only get in at a point where there's a dispute that needs to be resolved between a listed entity and the Stock Exchange.
Okay.
Yes. And then when it now comes to a company that is listed, is going through the IPO process, they have to list according to the listing requirements. So the listing requirement requires the Stock Exchange to perform the due diligence around the company and its directors, and the approval of the final prospectus. The prospectus is what is offered to the public, basically containing the information of who is the current owner of the company, the reason why they are raising capital, and what projects they intend to use the capital that they raising from the public, and the final projection or valuation of the share that they will be listing at.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You mentioned that they also look at the due diligence of the company and its directors.
Yes.
And what exactly would that be? What would that look like? What exactly would they be investigating when they're doing a bit of due diligence on the company and its directors?
Well, from the company's aspect, they'll really be looking at the asset valuations that they are bringing forth. So the assets that are on the balance sheet of the company really have to go through an auditor who has to be qualified with BICA,
mm-hmm.
and really make sure that there's no overstating or understating of assets, so that the final valuation that is being sold to the man on the street or the potential investor is actually correct value. And then on the due diligence of the actual directors is basically looking to ensure that they will be able to run the firm once it is listed.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. No. Thank you so much for clarifying on that. On that note. Now I think maybe moving forward to obviously companies that are listing and investors that are investing in these companies are looking to make some sort of financial benefit or gain a bit of profit for their money spent, and it is known in the term of dividends, I believe. And I think maybe we would like to understand a little bit on the dividends. What is a dividend, and how am I entitled to receive it or not? And if it's something that I can get every month, or how many times a year, that sort of thing.
Okay. A dividend is a distribution of profits by the company that is listed, or any company. If you hold any shares in any company, you are entitled to dividends. So what happens is that once the company has looked at its costs, expenses, and then has come down now to the profits, they will decide based on the dividend policy of the company. They will decide how much to plow back into the business and how much to distribute as a dividend. It doesn't mean that all the time a company will declare dividends. It will depend on what they want to do for the next coming year. So normally what happens is that companies prefer to pay out dividends on a biannual basis. They will declare the dividend at the end of the year and say we are going to be paying out maybe 10 tebe per share. And then depending on the year end of that business, maybe it's 31st of December, then by June they will pay out the first part, and then the other part will be paid later on. So a shareholder should expect to get a dividend, provided it has been declared by the company.
Uh-huh. And shareholders, what kind of rights do they have as a shareholder in these listed companies?
Okay. Being a shareholder in the company, you have four rights. Your first right is the right to vote at a shareholder meeting. Listed entities on an annual basis have what we call an AGM. This is where issues will be discussed with management and the shareholders. Issues that in terms of if they want to make further investments, and actually also discuss issues around declaration of dividends. The second right is the appointment of directors of the company. So as a shareholder, you have the right to vote for a director who's going to be appointed as part of your leadership or management of the company that you're a shareholder of. And then the third one is the one that you've just been discussing with Maimo is that anytime there's a dividend, as a shareholder, you have the right to get a payout that is equivalent to the number of shares that you are holding. So if you're holding 10 shares and it's 10 tebet per share, you're going to get paid to that equivalent.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And then the final one.
Yes.
Should a company go into liquidation? And as an ordinary shareholder, you are considered to be the last to be paid. So the other debtors could be banks or other financial institutions that you might have gotten financing from. Should the company be able to clear out all its outstanding credit and have any assets that are left over, as a shareholder, upon the sale of the rest of the assets, you will be given another share that is equivalent to your holding.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And I think looks like we're kind of approaching that point where we kind of close off our conversation for the week. And I think maybe one last question that we might put forward is, what are the benefits that one can expect from investing in shares? I know the financial side of things is a bit of an obvious one in terms of looking at return on your investment of the shares that you bought. But what other benefits can we expect as, shareholders?
The benefits that the shareholders can get out of investing in shares. I think above what Keith has just mentioned, we can say that you can get the capital gains that you can get as a shareholder. Let's say, for example, you've bought 10 shares and you hold them maybe for 5 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, as the company grows, your share appreciates or increases in value. You bought maybe at 1 bula. We don't expect it to be still at 1 bula in 10 years to come. It would keep on going up and down, until when you sell it, maybe it's at 5 bula. So that 5 bula minus 1 bula becomes your gain.
Uh-huh.
Also, it can, like Keith was saying about losses or a company being liquidated, a company can also experience some challenges whereby by the time you decide to sell your share, maybe it has gone down to 80 tebe. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it means that 1 pula minus 80 tebe, you've lost 20 cents, 20 tebe.
Yep.
So, investors should be careful and should keep up with the company, knowing what happens in the company, understanding the market that the company operates in, so that when you go and sell, you know the company is not hasn't been hit by anything challenging.
I think maybe let me to add on one opportunity as an investor is you have the ability to earn what we call passive income.
Uh-huh.
Passive income, it doesn't really need you to be on the ground on a day-to-day basis. So you actually have the ability to use your money to leverage on your behalf. So instead of putting money maybe in a bank or savings bank, you have the ability to put it in a share that probably can give you the ability to actually perform better than what you would probably get as maybe from a savings bank. Yes.
Awesome stuff. Now let me get maybe your last two words as we wind off our conversation to potential investors or potential shareholders or anyone that's looking to take on the journey of becoming an investor. What to know, what to look out for, basically just last tips to your listeners.
Okay, the last tip that we can point out is for you to know what you are buying, for you to always do your due diligence, make sure you understand and you know the type of business that you are buying, the type of share that you are holding. And also, I think people should know the NBFIRA contact numbers. They should keep them at the back of their minds. That if I want to find out about a company or the person who's selling me that investment, I need to find out if this person is licensed. Therefore, they can visit our website at www.nbfira.org.bw they can call us at 368-6100, or they can visit our Facebook page. Error.
I think Maimo has actually stressed, but the only thing we can always stress over and over again is due diligence. Due diligence is the cornerstone of investment. So you can never ask too many questions. People should not be shy to think of coming, or you can't come to the office of late, but just get in contact with us and we can help as much as we can.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so, so much, Meg, Kinesi, Maimon Tebang, and Mr. Keith Sibulai out at NBFIRA, National Banking Financial Regulatory Authority, for taking out this time to educate us a little bit more on investments in the stock market and how you guys are tied to, well, how you relate with the regulator, the stock exchange, the stock market being the Botswana Stock Exchange. So thank you so, so much. We can't wait for yet another installment of this is education on investment.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. All right. And
now the national regulator.